bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. It's a beautiful day, just celebrating the 4th of July and America's birthday. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here. I want to thank Dale and Jane for having us back on the air and also for Frank for producing the show. My friends, it is an incredible country that we live in, and today we celebrate truly some of the blessings we have received from God as a nation, and we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking a little bit about the WINGS program and some of the events that just took place only this week, and as we begin, I just want to offer a word of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, what can we say but thank you for the great gift of faith that has truly brought us together this morning on the air here at Holy Spirit Radio, and for the gift of time and good health that allow us to be here. We pray, and we put our lives into your hands. We put everything that we do into your hands. We ask that you once again guide us and direct us to all good things through your Holy Spirit. We ask that the Lord Jesus empower us to help build the great kingdom of God here on earth. Father God, we thank you for all the gifts, graces, and blessings you have given us. And we just put our nation's peace and love into your hands. And we ask this today through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we begin our show, my friends, again, we thank you for tuning in with Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air once again. And today's show will be dedicated to a very faithful parishioner, a servant of God, a woman who touched many people, both inside and outside the Church of St. Ignatius. And her name was Pat Haynes, who died recently. Pat was a great friend to many and touched many. She happened to be in a prayer group with me for many years and really did a great amount to help to prepare a great lesson each and every session that we had for many years. And so we just pray for Pat and our family. And we thank you, Lord, for Pat and all that she did to touch hearts and to change minds. She did much in the medical area. She really helped a lot of people. She had the great gift of compassion. And very often we would talk about the Beatitudes. And the Lord said, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Well, Pat was, you know, really a great believer and was able to provide a lot of comfort to many people as she worked in the medical field. She really was an astute and a student of faith, and she worked on the altar as a lector, and she was involved in many prayer groups, and really helped to touch a lot of people and to provide support and a level of support that most people probably are not doing. But Pat was really a veteran of Philadelphia and truly had her rich roots in Philadelphia growing up, and helped to, you know, share that rich faith coming out of the city and the rich roots out of Catholicism. And we really appreciated that. She helped to open my eyes to some things in Philadelphia, and actually she was with us on March 15, 2009, in my Father's Vineyard group, marching in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, where she held the banner along with Joan Fairburn, who was our secretary for 13 years. And Pat and as many as 40 other volunteers were there carrying the Holy Family bringing the message of family life into the streets of Philadelphia, where we know we have great challenges today in out-of-wedlock births and abortions that are being done and have been done for decades, and also for people who really choose to live in poverty in different places around the country. We have many, many people who are not working. And, this is America, and we have an opportunity truly to go to work and to work hard for our families. Like my grandfather, who came here in 1903, who was a resident of Naples, Italy, who came here with his father and his mother's brother, and they built a business. They built a hat-making business and basically raised four children and did their best to contribute to our nation's richness here and to help other immigrants coming into our nation. Well, today is July 5th, 2019. We just celebrated our nation's history. And, as we move forward into the show, we just want to keep Pat Haynes in our mind and thank her once again for the blessings, that she has given us through her friendship and through her support over at St. Ignatius in Yardley and also in Philadelphia. And, she had the spirit of Philadelphia. She really did. And our nation was born here in Philadelphia. And so that is a beautiful thing to recall on the Independence Day that we celebrated only yesterday. And so as we move into the show, we want to just recall that Independence Day, also known as the 4th of July, is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the Declaration of Independence of the United States on July 4th, 1776. The Continental Congress declared that the 13 American colonies were no longer subject and subordinate to the monarch of Britain, and we're now united, free, and independent states. The Congress had voted to secede 2 days earlier on July 2nd, but it was not declared until July 4th. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball, family reunions, and political speeches and ceremonies, in addition to various other public and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States. Independence Day is the national day of the United States. And so with that, we want to just recognize that this is an incredible celebration of our nation's greatness. And, we have since 1776, been able to move through all kinds of challenges, war and times of peace, but times of anxiety. We've moved through slavery, segregation, the Revolutionary War, Civil War, the World War One, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. We've had war in Iraq, Afghanistan. And we've always found a way back to peace. And I think that's the greatness of our nation's history, which is rooted in faith and the freedom to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is powerful. The history of our nation truly is rooted in Christianity, and that is a blessing to us all, as the Lord truly is at the helm of our nation. But it's up to us to get involved in a positive way and to make a difference, to give back, and to get our children and grandchildren to do the same. And it's no secret that we have, many things going on in our lives, but it's up to us to want to continue to bring, those traditions, those values, morals, and ethics that this nation was truly formed on and evolved with, into the present day as well as into the future. And we know that we have people who are, attacking our nation, attacking our culture, attacking our faith. every day. There are people many years who fought for the removal of under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, a tremendous insertion by the Knights of Columbus many years ago. And there'll always be somebody trying to remove God, because we know the father of all lies will be at the helm of that project. But we've got to continue to fight. And there are many issues that we have to, you know, take on here in America. And what is it that you're doing today and involved with in overcoming? What challenges are you prepared to take on today? And what support are you providing to other leaders who are out there trying to restore traditional marriage and family life? Issues like ending abortion, issues such as segregation, which ended in 1964, truly was put into the hands of Martin Luther King Jr., a great person, a great Baptist minister, a leader who helped to end segregation, a thing that truly is rooted not in what God says to do, but what he says not to do, because that was a time in our nation's history that really divided us. Didn't create unity, okay? It divided us. And he was rooted in the Word of God, the peace of God, and the love of God, and was followed by millions in an effort to bring unity to our nation. And that is a huge undertaking. And he died for the cause as a martyr. But I just put that out there, my friends, because you and I need to take a look at, again, what leaders are we supporting? And also, what are we doing directly? What projects have we undertaken or created for the good of God? And really, are we a force for good, or are we sitting by in the bleachers and watching other people take these things on? It's important. It really is. And we have so many issues to talk about here, but I want to highlight just a couple and just recall that Pat Haynes was involved in helping us to bring the message of family life into the city of Philadelphia. And that was a beautiful moment in which we were able to bring a message into the hearts and minds of our people, where we have 250,000 people on the streets, lining the streets, watching this parade go by, and bringing them a strong message of traditional marriage and family life between a mother and a father, the sanctity of marriage, and protecting our children, believing in our children, and believing in them enough to build them up, because they are our future. And the Lord says in the Word of God, he says, do not mislead the children. Do not mislead the children. It will be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and to be thrown in the ocean than to mislead the children. And my friends, that's what's happening in our nation today in many areas. And people are trying to continue with these messages. And unfortunately, you know, these things are going on, but in the history of America, there has always been the opposition. And our job is to pray and truly to invite the Lord in to empower us to do the work of our Father in heaven. And this is really where we are today. Never before do we need, you know, our Father's help so much today, and the help of the Holy Spirit. And no coincidence that this is Holy Spirit Radio from the beginning, March 19th, 1999, because the Holy Spirit will empower us to only do good things, and that's where we need to be. We need to be aligned with the Holy Spirit so that we can achieve great things for our Father's greater glory. But we have issues, my friends, to work on as a people, as a church, and as a nation, to get our nation moving into the right direction culturally, morally, ethically, with great family values. And I encourage you to do your part. I challenge you to step up to the plate and to do whatever you can today, tomorrow, the next day, and make it a weekly thing, a daily thing, a monthly, you know, project that you are involved with good people who are on the same page as our Lord Jesus. Very, very important. And as we continue now, we have a few other things to insert into today's talk, and I want to just remind everybody, this is Holy Spirit Radio. We're at 1570 AM, WISP, and 1420 AM, WCOJ. My name is Joe Montone, once again, the host of Finding God in Prison. And you can always go to our website and listen to our shows. They are there for the past 5 years. And please, if you have any questions, please give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. All right, so as we move through the show, I want to remind everybody that recently we had a graduation in the WINGS program. And again, our show is Finding God in Prison, which is highlighting the ways that men find their faith inside prison, and then what they do with that. So we had a very, very great graduation recently, and we enjoyed the graduation over at the Karan Framholt Correctional Facility. And we had a group of men and guests also in our attendance. And so we did very well and just closed out our 8th year in the Philadelphia prison system. In late August, we'll begin our 9th year. And we will be moving forward with Bill Monick and I as facilitators in the WINGS program. And we had a great speaker come in for our graduation, Patrick Jackson, a real great soldier for the Lord, and brought the message of the gospel to our men. And, you know, as we begin our 9th year, we are going to be moving into a new area, which will be training our men in the trades right there inside our classroom. And so one of the things we're going to be doing over and above the actual character education, family education, action plan development, and problem-solving approaches to going through what we call the 168, which is our week, is training the men in different trades. And we're going to be looking at training them in roofing, and in window installation and siding installation and a host of different things so that we have better skills for them upon discharge. And with that, we have access to different companies where we can place our men into positions as a tradesman and getting paid and working really on the books, which is so important. And again, you know, this takes us right back and in line with America, which is the value of going to work and to contributing by paying your taxes and contributing by helping employers to build good companies, or contributing by creating your own company and becoming a truly an entrepreneur and a person who creates jobs. And this is very, very important because we have many, many millions of people who are not working today. And who choose not to work, many of them. Other people are on disability without question. You know, we know people with strokes and heart attacks and people who have cancer and other ailments who are just unable to work. And by the grace of God, we have opportunities for them to collect on disability and to, you know, take care of their families. Okay, and that's the beautiful thing about working on the books, where you can pay your taxes and you can, you know, receive a check when you retire. But if you get hurt or you're unable to work for any other reasons, you're able to collect, you know, Social Security disability. If I die tomorrow, my wife will be the recipient of that. Or children, you know, will be recipients of your Social Security to help take care of your family. Those are the benefits, as well as, you know, being able to build your credit. and build your credit with the bank so that you can get a car loan, a business loan, or a house loan to buy a home, a car, or start a business. And these are some of the philosophies in the WINGS program that we run with 100% because we want our men to know that this is America and you have opportunity to contribute. And there are different ways to do it, but in the area of work and working on the books, truly, this is a way you can contribute to moving your family forward, moving yourself forward, and securing your freedom. One of the things we have as a motto in the WINGS program is no more favors, because favors get you in trouble. And by that, I mean that we have people who are collecting checks each and every month, who are getting disability checks, mental disability physical disabilities, but truly can go to work, but somehow they've been able to secure that position in life where they are unable to work. And then on the side, they're doing favors for other people and collecting, you know, cash. And this truly does not help to build up our nation. It really only hurts our nation because we have millions and millions of people who are not working in a nation. Just shy of 100 million people don't work in our nation. We've got, you know, close to 48 million people collecting food stamps. And by the grace of God, those things are available for the people who need them. But if we don't get into good work and working on the books, then we too will be in a, you know, truly a tough position in our nation. And so we've got to, you know, secure great jobs for our men who are coming out of prison. Second chance employers, number one, being transitional work that people can find in 3 to 30 days. And then going back to school for the trades or to college or for a GED and then college or GED then to trades. But education is always a great thing. It can only help you to build a business, get a degree, and then, you know, get into a good company. And it's all important. So these are the things we advocate for. And again, you know, this is America. And we want people to know that the opportunities are there, you know, and that we have to go forward from some of the tragedies that took place in America to help build up America. And I believe through the love of God, which a lot of people have benefited by over the history of America, okay, in many ways, we too can become a greater nation than we ever were today. And I believe it's the love of God that'll get us through the racial issues that we have in our nation. It will be the love of God coming from our Lord and our Father in heaven through the Holy Spirit that brings the peace to nations around the world. And truly, you know, our Blessed Mother says, you know, if you have, pray for peace, so that when you have peace in your heart, then you can go and share it with other people. And that's the key. We've got to bring peace to other people. It's one of the great goals in the WINGS program because it comes from, you know, God himself. And the Lord said, wherever he went, peace be with you. Peace be upon you. He's bringing peace. And this is a message we've talked about periodically, but it can't be spoken about enough because today we have challenges with other nations who want to take that peace away. We have to bring the peace. Our lawmakers have to bring the peace. Our politicians have to bring the peace. And that's something that's so important because without peace, we have war. And there's all kinds of wars out there. Now, this is America, and in Vietnam, my stepbrother, Kenneth Montone, was killed in Vietnam. And I went to Arlington Cemetery many times with my father. So my stepfather knew, you know, what this really meant in losing a son in the Vietnam War, as do millions of families around the world. You know, they know what it's like to lose a loved one in a war. So when we have peace, we don't have that worry, that burden to carry, that our loved one is away and he is in harm's way. You know, he or she is is vulnerable, and they may have children to come home to and may never come home. So this is a very important time in our nation when you and I have to truly work to bring the peace and the love of God into the hearts and minds of every circle that we're in, starting with our families, our children, our schools, our teachers, our friends, our employers, and wherever we go. Can you do it? I know that you can. This is an important thing, and you know, America has always strived to bring peace to situations around the world. It's been a force for good. And in my 59 years here in America as an American citizen, that's my viewpoint, that we have always tried to do the right thing. Of course, we've made mistakes. People make mistakes. Only God is free of making mistakes. But men and women will make mistakes. But it's our job today to ensure that we are not making the mistakes of the past. We are gaining wisdom from the things of the past and using that to move forward truly to a more peaceful nation, a more peaceful world. And this is important. These are philosophies truly that we try to get across in the Wings program. And I challenge you once again, my friends, to take it upon yourself to get involved in a community service project or in a peace-bringing project and to help to do your part so that we don't end up shortchanging our children and grandchildren in the future when we're not even here. Do whatever you can today and to make that happen. And my friends, in the Wings program, we also had a volunteer banquet, which was a beautiful event that took place recently on the 26th of June, hosted by Volunteer Services. And, the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, and they did a wonderful job of truly making the people feel comfortable. They brought a lot of peace from our Lord, and they also highlighted some of the wonderful people who were getting involved as volunteers in the prison system for many, many years. One of the women at our table was involved since 1978 in her circle of volunteers. And that's a long time. And, you know, we've been involved in the Philadelphia prison system for 9 years, but in Philadelphia prisons and New Jersey prisons, now the Wings program is in its 26th year and has gone to over 100 schools. And I'm really proud of that because we represent, you know, a force for good. And we're going to continue with that with Bill Monick and myself and other great guest speakers like Patrick Jackson and highlighting some of the wonderful people who come through Wings, what makes us a great program, are the stories of success and the stories of tragedy that have taken place to help the men to wake up and to get them moving in the right direction. Imagine close to 3 million people in the United States incarcerated today, more than 6 million incarcerated out on probation, on parole, and that's a lot of people, and if they are moving forward in the right direction, they can too be a force for good, which is our goal, to get them on board, to be really a force for good to help build God's kingdom. First and foremost, we got to change their hearts and get their minds moving in the right direction. My friends, we're coming up on half past the hour, and I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. We're going to take a short break in just a few seconds. But again, this is Joe Montone, your host of Finding God in Prison. You're listening to Holy Spirit Radio at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be here. And I just want to say God bless you today as we celebrate America's birthday. And we're going to be talking more after the break. But I want to, again, thank you for tuning in with us, and we will be back here shortly on Finding God in Prison. God bless you.
you want to learn how to live out your faith in the culture? Then listen to Walking in Faith, a show that brings you news, interviews, and reviews that better helps you to live out your Catholic faith in the culture. Please join your host, Barbara Schinkel, as she also brings you events happening at your local parish. This show airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. with encores on Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on Holy Spirit Radio on 1570 in Doylestown and 1420 in Coatesville. That is Walking in Faith every Thursday at 4 p.m. with encores on Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever.
Back with you, my friends. Here is Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Joe Montone, once again your host, and it is America's birthday celebration and a great day to really highlight some of the customs that America is noted for. And Independence Day is a national holiday marked by patriotic displays. Similar to other summer-themed events, Independence Day celebrations often take place outdoors. Independence Day is a federal holiday, so all non-essential federal institutions are closed on that day. Many politicians make it a point on this day to appear at a public event to praise the nation's heritage, laws, history, society, and people. Families often celebrate Independence Day by hosting or attending a picnic or barbecue. Many take advantage of the day off, and in some years, a long weekend to gather with relatives and friends. Decorations, streamers, balloons, and clothing are generally colored red, white, and blue, the colors of the American flag. Parades are often held in the morning before family getting together, while fireworks displays occur in the evening after dark at such places as parks, fairgrounds, or town squares. The night before the 4th was once the focal point of celebrations marked by ruckus gatherings, often incorporating bonfires as their centerpiece. In New England, towns competed to build towering pyramids assembled from barrels and casks. They were lit at nightfall to usher in the celebration. The highest were in Salem, Massachusetts, with pyramids composed of as many as 40 tiers of barrels. These made the tallest bonfires ever recorded. The custom flourished in the 19th and 20th centuries and is still practiced in some New England towns. Independence Day fireworks are often accompanied by patriotic songs such as the National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, God Bless America, America the Beautiful, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, This Land is Your Land, Stars and Stripes Forever, and regionally, Yankee Doodle in northeastern states and Dixie in the southern states. Some of the lyrics recall images of the Revolutionary War or the War of 1812. Firework shows are held in many states, and many fireworks are sold for personal use or as an alternative to a public show. Safety concerns have led some states to ban fireworks or limit the sizes and types allowed. In addition, local and regional weather conditions may dictate whether the sale or use of fireworks in an area will be allowed. Some local or regional fireworks sales are limited or prohibited because of dry weather or other specific concerns. On these occasions, the public may be prohibited from purchasing or discharging fireworks, but professional displays may still take place if certain safety precautions have been taken. A salute of one gun for each state in the United States, called a salute to the Union, is fired on Independence Day at noon by any capable military base. New York City has the largest fireworks display in the country, with more than 22 tons of pyrotechnics exploded in 2009. It generally holds displays in the East River. Other major displays are in Seattle or Lake Union, in San Diego over Mission Bay, in Boston on the Charles River, in Philadelphia over the Philadelphia Art Museum, in San Francisco over the San Francisco Bay, and on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. During the annual Windsor Detroit International Freedom Festival, Detroit, Michigan hosts one of the largest fireworks displays in North America over the Detroit River to celebrate Independence Day in conjunction with Windsor, Ontario's celebration of Canada Day. The first week of July is typically one of the busiest United States travel periods of the year, as many people use what is often a three-day holiday weekend for extended vacation trips. And so, my friends, I just wanted to share some of that information with you, because this is a great nation, and very often there are people who are taking the opposite view. What can you and I do to reinforce the traditional values, the Constitution that has been put into place, to ensure that it never goes away and replaced by something other than the Constitution that we know of that founded this country? My friends, it is an important document, a document that really allows us to do what we do today, to be the best that we can be, and to secure a great future, a bright and promising future for our children and grandchildren. It's no secret that people are attacking America. What can we do? And I want you to think about that. This year, between this year and next year, July 4th, 2020, I want you to think about what you can do to help secure the future of America, especially for our children and grandchildren. And this is a country of immigrants. We've all come from somewhere. And be proud of that. Be proud of the nation you've come from, but be proud and willing, ready, and able to become part of America, to contribute to America, to give back to America. Let's not take the country down. Let's build it up. This is important. This is really important. And in the midst of social media and sports and activities and education and work, we need to, you know, get on board with helping to build up America the way it was meant to be once again. You know, John Kennedy said, you know, it's not what your country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. Well, what can you do for your country? Think about it, my friends. What are you doing for your country? What have you done for your country? And I'm not just talking about the military, you know, personnel out there who are out there, you know, serving. I'm talking about the people here at home who are in support of our great military, Okay, and this is important. My dad was a veteran of the United States Army. My stepbrother served in Vietnam War and was killed in the 1960s. But what can we do at home to help build America up? If we all just did one thing, okay, and we can all pray for sure, and we have to pray because the power of prayer is very great. And we don't even know and can't even comprehend how those prayers get implemented and get answered. That's up to God in His time and His way. But I tell you, my friends, it is important that you and I step up and to build up America. We have people who come to this nation and who become citizens, like my grandfather, like my grandparents on both sides, and they help to build families, to build a community, to get involved. I remember my grandmother, Lena Amon, in the 1960s, going to the polls and working the polls to help to, you know, bring honesty and truth to a political system, a voting system. And she was there. She worked each and every election. And I used to go and see her down there. I said, "Graham, what are you doing?" She said, "Well, these are the polls. It's time to vote and to get everybody, you know, to exercise their right to vote. Very, very important." And so we did that. And she did it. And she really was an activist when I didn't even know what the term meant. But she worked the polls, and she was able to, you know, raise four children. She was a sheriff. She did a lot of good for the families in our community. And honestly, she was plagued with diabetes and took her injections each and every day. And she lost 75% of her eyesight, was the victim of an amputation, and she lived with that for 9 years. But my grandmother, Lena Amon, was an activist. She was really up to date through the radio waves. She was up to date on cultural events, current events. She knew what was going on. And as a result of listening to the radio, she was three quarters blind in the last years of her life. But she'd lived a productive life. And as a pilot many years ago, I used to go from station to station, and I would always give her a call here or there. This is before cell phones in the 1980s. And she always appreciated my call, and she would give me an update on what's happening, you know, around the country, because she listened to the news. And she was up to date, my friends. And that's what we do here at Holy Spirit Radio. We try and keep people up to date on what's happening, but we can't sit back and just wait for others to do the work. We have to activate ourselves, okay? And we have to, as we say in the military, you know, there's a deployment. When people are deployed, they're going overseas, or they're going to where they need to go to bring the peace and to bring the truth. And that's exactly, you know, what we need to do. We need to get the courage, okay, to go forward and to be part of the building up of America once again. And again, there are entities out there trying to take us down. It's up to you and I and people like Dale and Jane Meyer and Frank here at the studio and many, many volunteers for 20 years who are out there giving us the platform to bring the truth to other people. And the truth, it will set you free. And, you know, God has given us the opportunity here to bring the love of God to other people. And again, I truly believe that is the answer to our problems worldwide. And so, my friends, again, as you listen to our show, Finding God in Prison, we want to just celebrate America's birthday with you. We want to remind everybody that there are things that you can do to get involved and to become more active. Okay, there are things you can do. If you'd like to get involved with family life education, give us a call at 215-345-1570. If you'd like to get involved with prison rehab programs, like the WINGS program, which is now in its 26th year, that began in 1993 and has touched thousands of men, give us a call at 215-345-1570. If you would like to get involved in prayer groups, if you have lost a loved one recently and are mourning the loss of a loved one and need prayer, please give us a call at 215-345-1570, and we will put you on the prayer list. We will pray for you. We will bring you into our circle of friends, our family circle. This is Holy Spirit Radio, and it has been created truly as a platform to bring the love of God into the hearts and minds of other people. And it's up to you, my friends, to make the phone call and to get involved. And, you know, in the WINGS program, we've had many people who have not answered that call, but we've had many who have. And sometimes you can be frustrated because people don't answer the call. But God said to me many years ago, he said, it's okay. It's okay. I will bring you men and women who are on the same page as you spiritually. Men and women who are activists, who want to get involved, who want to do the right thing for other people. And this is a powerful opportunity today, America's birthday, to start the process now. We have an election year coming up next year, and it's up to us, you and I, to make sure that we've done all we can do to put good people in office, people who are aligned with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, people who respect traditional marriage and family life, people who are on the same page as what God says to do and what he says not to do. Very, very critical to our nation's future, to the future of our children and grandchildren. My friends, we here at Holy Spirit Radio, we value the time we give you. This is not wasted time. This is time to mentor, time to teach, time to love, time to mold and to grow. And this is what we do. Through great programming, we have this opportunity with the blessings of EWTN, the Eternal Word Television Network. We are an affiliate station, and EWTN has given us that platform. Well, now for 20 years, you know, the Meyer family has gone out and done a beautiful thing in helping millions and millions of people to grow. Well, we need to continue this process. And my friends, it's up to you and I really to make a difference. And the Lord is calling us. He says, before I formed you in the womb, Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet. Okay, to speak out, to make a difference, to bring comfort to the people who mourn. He's given us the good health, the free time to make a difference. And we have to do it each and every day as a radio station. And I just thank God for the time here at Holy Spirit Radio and at Finding God in Prison to have this platform to celebrate, you know, things such as America's birthday and to help people to get empowered to do the right things. And this is a wonderful opportunity also as we come up to, you know, the hour here. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. And I want to introduce to you a great young man who is a student at St. Ignatius Elementary School. He is 6 years old, getting ready for first grade, and he is the future of America. And with that, I want to introduce Mr. Dominic Gallardo. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Excellent. Are you enjoying 4th of July weekend?
Yes.
Very good. Now, can you tell me You're 6 years old. You just graduated from kindergarten. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And so are you getting ready for first grade?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed your time at St. Ignatius School?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you tell me one thing that you like about the school?
I like when I do science, and I like when they teach me how to do stuff and science and
okay.
And learning stuff and at school. And my school is at somewhere. And I don't know where it is, but like. But I know my school and my uniform. I still have my uniform.
Okay, let me just interrupt you for a second. Are you familiar with the Our Father prayer?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pray a couple prayers for you right now. And Dominic, would you pray with me the Our Father prayer?
Yes.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And can we pray the Hail Mary prayer?
Yes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And Dominic is a six-year-old, my friends, who is just getting ready for first grade. What a beautiful thing. He is truly the future of America. I attended first grade in 1966 at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Elementary School. And now Dominic is one of... how many children are in your class, Dom?
18.
18 students in St. Ignatius Elementary School. Great. And are you having a good summer?
Yes.
And can you tell us what you did yesterday?
Yes. I went to America's birthday at Point Pleasant, and there was like these big waves, and I went on the boogie board down the waves onto the sand, and it was so fun, and it was actually like fun, and I liked it, and I did that, and we ate dinner over there at Point Pleasant.
Okay, all right. So you went to Point Pleasant, New Jersey, celebrated America's birthday. Were there fireworks?
Yes.
Excellent. Did you enjoy them?
Yes.
Was there a big finale?
Yes.
Excellent. And when you were St. Ignatius, did you have a graduation this year?
Yes.
And you graduated from kindergarten?
Yes.
Okay, well, you did a great job. And what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is about school.
Is it science?
Yes.
Or math?
Math and science.
Math and science. Okay, I know you told me that once before. That's excellent. And so you're looking forward to first grade?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so... my friends, we're just talking with Dominic here, and he is a little boy getting ready for first grade. He is, you know, one of my favorite blessings God has given me, actually my grandson. And I bring him on because he brings a lot of love into our family. And it's up to us to bring a lot of love to him, as well as fathers and mothers, grandparents. And he, in return, will deliver truly the love of God, which is the great gift, you know, that we have for each other. And so we only have another few seconds, my friends. I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. I want to thank Dominic for joining us on the air. My friends, I want to wish you a really blessed 4th of July weekend, a great family weekend. And I want you to remember that we are, you know, working heavily in the prison system to bring the love of God to people who are truly the opposition. The people who are out there doing burglaries, home invasions, and robbing and running, people selling drugs to children. And our job is to oppose them, to step up and make a difference, and to really change their hearts and change their minds. It's up to you and I, my friends, to get into those hearts. And with you, I know we can go even further. We've got Bill Monick on the team. We've got great guest speakers such as Patrick Jackson. And there's a host of Family Life speakers that we would love to get into our show, which is really inside prison in the seminars that we teach. We have men with 27 kids. We have men who have 10 kids with 8 different women. We have men who have never worked before, not a day. Men who have never worked on the books. Okay, they are doing things like collecting checks and doing favors on the side and doing burglaries and other things that you and I know can only hurt our families. So by stepping up to the plate many, many years ago and leaving Flight Safety International, God gave me the opportunity to go to work for him and to be a force for good. And I accepted that challenge and never turned back. And he blessed me with my wife, my children, my grandchildren, and that is the beautiful blessing. And right here today, you have Dominic, my grandson, on the air as a testimony to that blessing that came through my wife, Mareja, my daughter, Jessica, and what a blessing he has been. But I'm asking you, too, to get involved, to step up to the plate, and be a force for good. And with that, I want to thank Dale and Jane for having me back on the air today. I want to thank Frank for producing our show. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to be here on WISP Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM and 1420 AM WCOJ.